If there's a new development in tech, he's on it. The Tech Report with Stephen Ambrose.
Stephen Ambrose, a very, very good morning to you. How are you?
I'm all good. Yourself?
Yes, very, very good. Thank you. Lots of tech news happening, especially now more than ever. I'm finding this whole TikTok story to be a very, very interesting one. We saw India banning TikTok. We thought that it was maybe more about that skirmish or the dispute that China and India had. Now Australia is talking about it. It's becoming a thing.
Well, essentially, TikTok is a Chinese-owned app which has taken the young by storm. Most people, a lot of older people, never heard of TikTok. They think that's what clocks do. But for the younger gen, it's definitely become a great way to communicate with short musical video clips and interesting things that you can do on a very sort of visual basis using video and music and effects and all sorts of crazy stuff. And it's taken off like crazy over the last 18 months. All of a sudden, it's become the de facto communication platform. Snapchat and all the others have faded into the background. And it's really knocked Instagram a lot, because Instagram was definitely one of those that the visual aspect really did appeal. But there's been a darker side to this in many ways. And in fact, the latest iOS 14 beta highlighted that TikTok has been reading a lot of information off your phone, and a lot of that information is being sent back to servers that are in China. Now, not all of it. TikTok have been very, very vocal in saying that they've definitely moved a lot of their servers offshore. They're no longer storing data in China. But the feeling is that in many ways, the vast amount of information that TikTok is storing about you, about what you do, what you say, your preferences, is finding its way back to places that perhaps people wouldn't be comfortable with. And in fact, it's got to the point that it's part of the whole Chinese versus Western thing, but it is really becoming a bit of a security concern. And I mean, if other apps are doing so, and there are rumors that others are doing similar things, we'd all be a little bit wary about sharing our information if we knew or didn't know, rather, where that information was being stored and what was being done with it. So I see more happening. There's rumors that America may well be banning TikTok. As you mentioned, India has done so along with 58 other Chinese apps. There's also been a move in Australia and other territories that are aligned very strongly to American interest to relook at those issues as well. So privacy is certainly becoming more and more relevant, especially in this world of COVID. And there's no question that TikTok is at the forefront of this. Though, interestingly, I noted today that TikTok has decided to move its offices out of Hong Kong.
I saw that as a headline as well. But what's fascinating to me is, how does this differ from, let's say, regular machine learning, what the information that Google is gleaning from you all the time? I mean, to some extent, we want that, because people who bought product A, you know, like to buy product B, so that makes our lives easier. When we type a search in Google, we know that it's been machine trained to follow the common questions that people are asking. All of these things seem to be acceptable in our world. Is it because Google's American? What is TikTok doing that Google isn't doing, if anything?
I think the key thing here is transparency. No Western company has any level of transparency into China at all. They have their own internet. They have their own mobile systems. I mean, perfect example is the whole hoo-ha around what Huawei are doing and trying to rebuild an app store with no access to Google's app store. The fact is that there is very little transparency from a Westerner's point of view of what is going on within the Chinese context. It's also a command economy, which is very different to the types of economies that we, as Western people, certainly most Western people have become accustomed to. So when it comes down to what Google, even Facebook, which have been in the news for lots of privacy issues over the years, are doing with your information. There's recourse through the courts. The European Union has done multiple investigations. And for the most part, the big players, Google, Microsoft, all of them, including Amazon. Can you imagine the amount of information that Amazon has on you if you do your shopping through them? Have been pretty good at being transparent about what data they collect, where that data is used. They've cooperated with governments in terms of transparency of that data. They allow governments under certain regulated legal elements to inquire about data that's held on their systems. So I think it boils down to a simple fact called transparency. And there's no way for us to know what is happening with that data in places like China at the moment. And that creates the flags, that creates the uncertainty, and that creates the issues, certainly on a global level, with regard to what is going on between a closed wall place like China and the rest of the world.
Yeah, and I guess as well, yeah, I guess that Google is not sharing their information with government. Well, I suppose they are
under very specified, yes, and
right.
Again,
so as you said, we know what that is exactly. So because we know that, it's fascinating, and certainly it's a conversation, and it's going to be a subject that is going to take more and more prominence. Let's just talk about Apple, because there are rumors now that they're going to be dropping chargers and headphones and the new phones.
Yes, absolutely. It's certainly brought up another huge storm, saying that, quite honestly, there's two aspects to it. The first one is that pretty much anybody, the penetration of smartphones around the world has been almost virtual. Everyone has it. There are tons of them everywhere. And one of the benefits, apart from the cable itself, the actual chargers across most devices are pretty common. I would imagine that very few homes don't have a couple of chargers in a drawer or in a cupboard somewhere that they are not using currently. So it boils down to a huge amount of e-waste. This has become a big problem in Europe and most Western countries. The amount of technology that's being turfed, thrown into dumps, clogging up warehouses has become a huge problem. So the one element of it is that let's get rid of this e-waste. Everybody's got a charger. They've got a laptop. We'll supply the cable, slim down the boxes, may even lower the cost of the device to the end user, and cut the charger. Headphones again. More and more phones, certainly in the high end, are no longer cabled. They're not giving away they make tons of money selling expensive Bluetooth headphones. So they're definitely not going to give those away. So most people are turfing or having adapters, which is a clunky solution. So I think the time has come to relook at how and what you buy when you buy a smartphone. I, for one, well, I'm terrible. I've got tons and tons of chargers, but I don't think that it's a deal breaker for me, but I think it's a bit of a polarizing thing. And a lot of people are going to say, well, isn't that a little bit cheap of Apple? They're going to charge us 20 grand for a phone and not give us a charger. So I think it's going to be a story, but let's see how it plays out.
It's so interesting, because when you buy it, one of the things I noticed when I moved back from Apple from iPhone to Samsung, is Samsung give you everything from phone covers to screen cover. Like it's just... Whereas Apple, you buy the product and then you've still got to buy all the rest of the stuff.
Well, it's a bit like buying a BMW. You get four wheels and a steering wheel, and the rest is all optional extras. So there's definitely a sales technique in that, especially in the more specialized product. But in truth, the amount of e-waste, the amount of stuff, I mean, I know tons of people who've bought their phones, take it out the box, unwrap it, set it up, close the box, and leave everything in the box. They don't even take the stuff out until the next version comes along. So there is, I think, a reasonable argument not to include all those accessories. Oh. But it does feel a little cheap. It does feel like you're being shortchanged in some respect. But who knows? Let's see where this pans out. We'll know in the next 3 months when the new phones come. But it's going to be quite an interesting story between the Apple and the Android people going forward. Well, my Android comes with a charger. What about your phone?
Right, exactly. Time is 8:47. Stephen Ambrose, that is Talking Tech, bringing us up to date on the latest in the world of technology. You can catch a full hour of Stephen, 11 a.m. on a Thursday.